Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It is easy to leave a burning building when it is on fire. But what if that building contains the very thing that gives you life, excitement, peace, joy, courage, and wonder? Will you be an agent of change, or do nothing and eventually leave? If you work in Catholic ministry, business, or education, and need quality content on your website or social media pages, contact The Simple Catholic for copywriting services at thesimplecatholic.blog and click on the writing services page for more information. The Church Militant needs soldiers against the enemy. Enlist The Simple Catholic in this fight for the truth.
Aloha, welcome from Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey John, good to see you. I'm gonna do this and jam in my car up to the airport, heading up to EWTN for their annual radio conference. And then I'm gonna be interviewed on Life on the Rock with Father Mark, I guess Thursday. It won't be airing until December, but excited to get on the road and just to see everybody again. It's like a reunion. We are starting our second trip through the Catechism. And you know, it's just such a beautiful journey. Every time you open the Catechism, it brings you something new and fresh because you're in a new place in your life. And it's so beautiful, all the references to Scripture. But we're starting our journey by going all the way back to about 65 AD, when the original Catechism that we've known about, people knew about it because there have been references to it in writings for centuries, but we couldn't find it. And 1883, I think it was, the bishop or archbishop of Constantinople of the Greek Orthodox Church was going through some codex, some old, you know, books, handwritten books that other scholars had gone to and studied. But when they'd go to it, they'd go to kind of like a reference book, like we would go to a reference book. And in there, in this well-known little manuscript, not well-known, but, you know, they've been aware of it, he found the Didache. This was the catechism that they taught new believers. And in those days, you normally went through a two-year process before you were baptized, hence the word the Mass. When the Mass was being held, they would have the Liturgy of the Hours, the reading of the Word. Liturgy of the Word. It talks about it in the New Testament, how they would share the writings of the apostles and someone would preach, and then there would be the breaking of the bread, the Eucharist. And so they would be asked to leave before the Eucharist was celebrated because they hadn't been baptized yet. So I thought I'd go back over 2.1, chapter 2.1 again, because it's so cool. The Didache means the training, and it's literally called the training of the 12 apostles. It can also be called the teaching, but I think as disciples, training makes more sense. You know, I'm a big Baylor football fan, and 3 years ago, they only won one game. They had a big meltdown. They had to basically press the reset button on their football team because of a sex scandal on the team. Sounds kind of like what we might be going through in the church today. But so they were able to recruit players that weren't necessarily the 4-star and 5-star recruits, but they went through a process of training to build up their muscle, to eat right, to train diligently, to learn their skills, and that's what this is. We're just a bunch of raw recruits that probably not the first string, but we're the ones that were willing. And so God has taken us and is putting us through a training process. So hence the training or the teaching of the 12 apostles to the nations. So in chapter 2 it says, now the second part of the training is this. I'm going over a little bit what we talked about yesterday. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not corrupt boys, which is the practice of pedestry, you know, having sex with a underage minor male. And often among the elite, they would have sex with women. They would always have boys that they would abuse. So even back then, society had those issues, more than an issue, those overwhelming, disgusting challenges. You shall not be promiscuous. You shall not steal. You shall not practice divination. You know, you don't go to palm readers and things like that. You shall not practice with magic potions. And here in the early church, 65 AD, they're writing these words, you shall not kill a child in the womb, nor expose the infants. It was not uncommon in those days, not so much among the Jews, but among the Gentiles, to take a child that they didn't want. If it didn't look perfect, they would just take it out into the wilderness and, you know, and expose it until it died. Or if it was they wanted a son and they got a daughter, they would just take that child out into the wilderness until it died. That's basically the myth of how Rome started. Maximus and Remus, I think, is the two kids that were exposed and a wolf raised them. You shall not try to take your neighbor's goods. You shall not perjure yourself. You shall not act as a false witness. You shall not speak evil of others. It's so difficult when you've been betrayed by someone or harmed by someone not to speak evil of them, especially when you know they're doing that of you, and you just have to bite your tongue. Just remember, in the world, there's always going to be haters and always people that are jealous, and just bite your tongue and let the Lord deal with them. I always say, you know, my position in my surfing world and also in this position here, that there are people that really think I'm really awesome, and there are people that just think I'm horrible, and they're both wrong. I'm just kind of me. But to ignore both and just... And I just told the Lord a long time ago, if my reputation is important to you, then you take care of it. Because you can't defend yourself. It's almost impossible. You shall not perjure yourself. You shall not act as a false witness. You shall not speak evil of others. You shall not hold grudges. You know, when someone's betrayed you, that's an appointment by God. When someone's wronged you, it's an appointment by God to pray for them. Whenever you feel that, ugh, that person did this to me, then pray for them. Pray one decade of the rosary for them. Do not be fickle or deceitful, because the deceitful tongue is the snare of death. I think fickleness is one of the worst characteristics a person could have. I remember Jesus said, I wish that you were hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I'll vomit you, projectile vomit you out of my mouth. There's nothing worse than someone said, when you ask someone to do something, they say they're going to do it and then they don't. You'd rather them just say no than to kind of rely on them and then have them blow it for you, you know. Your discourse must neither be full of deceits nor empty, but rather it should be supported by your actions. So basically, actions speak louder than words. One of the things that happens is when the Lord's given me a new nudge, I'll sometimes share it with some people. And it's kind of interesting because people have told me, you really keep your word. You know, a lot of people talk about what they're going to do, but you talk about it and then you do it. And I'm speaking about it because when you speak it kind of like... When I tell people I'm going to do something, I gotta do it, you know. Whether it's starting a radio show or a TV show or writing a book or holding a retreat, whatever it is that you say you're going to do, do it. Let your word be what you're known for keeping your word. Hi, Lindsay. Aloha. Glad you're here. Hey, Tony. Glad you're here. You should not be avaricious nor greedy. So as a Benedictine oblate, one of the first things we learn is detachment, not to cling to earthly things. If your life is about acquisition, the bigger, better deal, the bigger, better car, the bigger, better office, it's a worthless pursuit. One of the early church fathers talked about it. It's like a man walking down the street and eating air. You know, it's emptiness. And the more emptiness you feed yourself with, the more empty you feel. So pursue those things that are above and not those things which are below. Don't be hypocritical nor spiteful. Now listen, don't be hypocritical. The most hypocritical people in the world are Catholics. This is what my beloved G.K. Chesterton said, who I love so much. His picture's hanging on my wall, a tin portrait of him. The reason why he said that is because Catholics don't change their ideals to accommodate their weaknesses. They say, this is what a Catholic is, and they don't change it. The church's teaching never changes, and then we fail, and then we fail, and then we fail. But we're not going to change our goal to accommodate our own weakness. So it was interesting, his statement. So he always makes these beautiful statements. So yeah, the church is full of hypocrites. We hold to, we believe in this ideal, and we strive for it, but we fail miserably so often. But don't be hypocritical. Seek to live by the standards the Lord's called you to. Don't be spiteful or disdainful. You should not be plotting against your neighbor. You shall not hate anyone. Rather, you should correct some people, or you should pray for other people, and yet others you should love more than your own life. My child, now this is now we're starting into chapter 3 of the Didache, and we're really good way into it. We'll be done probably within another week. We're reading the original catechism written in 65 AD. This was the Didache, the training of the 12 apostles to the nations, the teaching. And it was used to teach those who were wanting to become Christians. They had to wait 2 years before they were baptized. They went through a training period. And a lot of reasons why they wanted to make sure people were really serious. And secondly, it could, if you're not careful, you could have spies in your midst, right? So where and how they met was very important. By the way, do you know the sign of the cross goes back about 1900 years, maybe more? Initially, when the early Christians would find each other, they would just do this as a sign of the cross on their forehead. In secret, they would do this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But there was great concern in those days about persecution, and so they would be very careful to fully teach someone, test them, and make sure that they were ready to become Christians. So I think we'll stop there because that's the beginning of chapter 3. And I'd like to ask your prayers because I'm heading to the airport right now. I'm going to EWTN. It's so cool. We're going to have the annual radio conference, which I haven't been to in a couple of years. It'll be good to see everybody there. And then I'm going to go over to EWTN tomorrow and record a show with Father Mark on, what is it called? Life on the Rock. Jeff Cavins originally started that, Doug Berry. And now Father Mark is continuing it. But it'll be cool to be on that show. I think I have about half the show. So pray for me that God's word will go forth. And don't forget, Long Ride Home is airing Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern on EWTN. And if you want to get all of the seasons, you can get an all seasons pass by becoming a Patreon donor, patreon.com/Bear Wozniak, Deep Adventure. And not only that, you get each episode as we edit them now, that a season that won't even air for another year, you can get those director's cuts right now. Plus all of the Bear Wozniak Adventure radio shows, you get those about 6 months early too before they air. So become a Patreon donor. We really, really would appreciate it. We can't do it without you. So thank you for praying for me, and may God bless you guys. Any adversity or twinge you have today, count it all joy. Jesus said, in the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, ahui ho. And aloha.
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.